You are tuned to the KZ95 Halloween show. Last year, we took you around Wyoming and found the 10 most haunted places in Wyoming. This year, we're broadening our scope a little bit, looking for the 10 most haunted places in the world. And right now, we are going to take you to the Lizzie Borden House in Massachusetts. Lizzie Borden was a New England spinster who was the center figure in a murder case against her parents back in 1892. And with us, somebody who works here. Is this Colleen?
This is Colleen.
How are you doing, Colleen?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. What's the exact name of your guys' establishment there?
We call ourselves the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast Museum.
And is this the exact house that the murders happened in?
This is the place. The murders happened right here in the house where I am standing.
Well, can you tell us a little about what's in there nowadays? You guys have turned it into like a bed and breakfast. What can people find when they come there?
What they can find when they come here is the decor of the house has been recreated as closely as we could get it to the way it looked in 1892. They're going to find some artifacts here that belong to members of the family. What they're really going to find is a lot of information about Lizzie Borden herself, the case, and some of the odd things that go on here.
Yeah, I didn't know much about this, but when I was reading about it, the time period, the late 1800s there, and the hatchet, immediately I thought of Crime and Punishment. I thought of Raskolnikov. So, do you believe that she did it?
Myself, personally, I do not believe that Lizzie committed these murders.
Okay, and you don't just work here, but you've actually studied this case for quite a while.
Yeah, I have. I was born here in the city, and I started studying the case when I was about 9 years old. And I'm going to be 44, so I guess I've been at it a while, yeah.
Well, there was, ironically, another person that happened to kill somebody with an axe in that same area. Is that correct?
There was. It actually happened, I believe, in 1893. It happened the year after this did. Right off the top of my head, I can't remember his name, and it gets brought up a lot. That it was very similar. I can't even remember the victim's name. I think it was Bertha Manchester.
And did that guy who had the axe and who committed that murder a year later, whatever, did he have any relation to Lizzie's parents?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, when that happened, a lot of people brought up the notion that he might have had something to do with these murders, with the Borden murders. But it was discovered later on that the gentleman who committed the Bertha Manchester murder at the time of the Borden's murders was still in Portugal. He had not come to America yet.
Oh, I see. So if you don't think she did it, how do you think that her parents died?
Well, first of all, Lizzie would be a little bit annoyed. It was actually her father and her stepmother who were murdered, and she made a big deal out of that. How do I think they died? I believe that they were murdered by two different people. I think that it was sort of a contracted kind of thing, that they were actually murdered by two different people, and the reason for it, it wasn't financial. I think it had something to do with some strife in the family that somebody was kind of upset about.
And was there ever any evidence that was saved from way back then that we might be able to, you know, test with the modern stuff we have nowadays?
You know, unfortunately, there is some evidence at the Historical Society. They have the coverlet that was on the bed in the room where Mrs. Borden was murdered. They do have the hatchet that at the time they believed committed these murders. The crime scene, the evidence was really botched in 1892, and the crime scenes were really contaminated, so there really wouldn't be anything that we could do today, unfortunately, to try and figure out who did this.
Yeah, it seemed that seems kind of like a weird area, too, because for some reason the police in the area, did they not want to take fingerprints, or why were they opposed to take any fingerprints of it?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, fingerprinting did come into play, had been discovered, invented, I'm not even sure what the right word is, in 1892. But the first time of its use to actually identify someone in 1892 as a perpetrator of a crime, it was actually in Argentina. And so I don't even know if that information had made it here to America yet by the time these murders were committed.
Okay, I thought I read something that said the police just opposed that kind of method at that point in time.
It's possible that here in America they did oppose it. I'm not 100% sure about that. I do know that the crime scenes themselves were pretty much contaminated from the get-go, because half of the police department here in the city of Fall River was actually at a local amusement park for their annual picnic. So almost half of the police force, the manpower, wasn't even here in the city when this happened.
Okay. Is there one common thing that people see? Do they ever see a ghost or anything like that? Or is there anything that's haunted that ever happens in there?
We actually get quite a lot of activity in the house, according to our overnight guests. One of the biggest things that they talk about, particularly in the room where Mrs. Borden was murdered, is a feeling of a cold feeling right in the area where her body was found. And there are actually some people who get a feeling of almost like sadness and betrayal. We have had people actually see things here in the house. Cabinet doors will open every once in a while without, anybody touching them. And noises, odd noises here and there. We get a lot of different reports of different kinds of activity.
What made you so interested in Lizzie Borden? Did you...
Me personally?
Yeah.
It's my dad's fault. He used to take me for walks in the cemetery where the Borden family is buried when I was a little girl.
Okay.
And he firmly believed that Lizzie committed these murders, and I disagreed with him at 9 years old, and he just kind of looked down at me and said, okay, Colleen, prove it. And so I've been trying to do that ever since then.
So it totally consumed your life?
A goodly portion of it, yes. portion of it, but it's been fun.
Yeah. You have some guests right around the area right there right now?
We do have some guests here right at the moment. As a matter of fact, I can go up the stairs and find them.
Yeah, I guess we had a local here who went to this place, must have been last year, and he said, you got to call them up for this show. He must have had a real good time there.
Oh, that's cool. That's good. I actually am looking at our evening guests right now. Would you like to say hello to one of them?
Oh, sure.
All right, hang on a second.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
Oh, not bad. Any particular reason why you guys are stopping by there? What piqued your interest about this place?
I don't know, man. You know, thought it'd be interesting to see if anything happens to us tonight while we're here. You know, two people got butchered with an axe in this building. So I don't know. You know.
Does it feel haunted at all?
I don't know, man. I just got here like half an hour ago, so I couldn't tell you too much right now. But you want to give me a call back later tonight around midnight, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Thanks for talking to us.
All right. Thanks, buddy. How are we going?
Hi.
Okay, so he doesn't feel the hunting just yet.
I don't think he's feeling it just yet. They were just getting settled into their room when you called, so.
Okay. Well, Colleen, we do appreciate your time. Good luck with everything up there.
Thank you. Same to you.
We've been talking with Colleen from the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast Museum. Thanks a lot for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yep.